Oh, if you people could only hear what happens before I hit the record button.
if you only knew.
Oh, God.
Oh. So, Alan, are you better from your Ebola?
I am.
Yeah?
Yep.
Was it touch and go there for a while?
Well, you know, I thought about getting on a plane, and yeah, I just didn't see the point. So
called the CDC. They said, "Oh, you were treating an Ebola patient, and you're running a fever. Yeah, go right ahead. Get in a small tube with people. Yeah.
You're vomiting blood, no problem."
See, that's the thing. That's the thing I don't understand. And Jay was actually mentioning this beforehand. You know, on the one hand, they go, "Oh no, it takes direct contact with body fluids." Yet on the other hand, they're like decontaminating everything that anybody ever walked through that had this stuff. I mean, right. So right. It's like, which, you know, either one, the direct contact with body fluid story is not true, or two, they're stirring up all kinds of trouble and causing problems for nothing.
Or three, they have no fucking clue.
I think that's more likely.
Yeah, they don't.
And that's my takeaway from the whole thing. It's not that I'm worried that I'm going to get Ebola.
Oh, no.
Nothing like that. It's that our response has been just so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it has just been horrifying to see how badly the administration has reacted. I look at this and I think, my God, if these incompetent nincompoops were in charge on September 11th, we would have surrendered.
Yeah, Jay, these incompetent nincompoops were in charge on September 11th. The names have changed, but the incompetent nincompoops stay the same.
Yeah.
It's
just frightening. It really is frightening how poorly they have behaved in the face of what really isn't a big deal.
I'm surprised anybody is surprised by this. I mean, how else is the giant government agency supposed to respond? I mean, it's built on incompetence. I mean, these are not, you know.
But they're not openly incompetent, Alan. I mean, they are showing their ass on an hourly basis just how clueless they are.
Well, they're that clueless all the time. It's just you don't notice because there's nothing going on. You know, these are the. I mean,
yeah. even Kim Jong-un has enough common sense to come out of the whorehouse when the news starts sniffing around long enough. You know what I mean?
Obama played his 200th game of golf last weekend. 200th.
I like Chance's comment on that. He's like, the president canceled a fundraiser. I was concerned. He cancels a game of golf. I'm going to panic.
Yeah, seriously. Let's see what he does. If he goes golfing this weekend, then not time to panic.
All is
quite
well.
Yet. Yeah.
That's apparently the Ebola barometer, the Ebolometer, if you will.
We've got condition red and condition yellow,
condition titleized.
Right.
Yeah.
if all is well as long as you can make it to the golf game.
as long as there's not hordes of Ebola suffering zombies overrunning the course, we're good.
Yeah. It is Thursday, October 16th, 2014, and this is episode 125 of the Squirrel Report. And if you've noticed a conspicuous absence, Weird is under the weather.
Allow me to help. Hi, Internet.
I think,
what are you wearing?
I think he has the Ebola.
Yeah, the Ebola. However, we'd like to note here that it is the baby squirrel's birthday.
Yes, wow. It is.
She's one.
Yep.
She's one.
The Weirda is 1 year old.
Amazing.
It seems like yesterday.
Yep. It's about time for her to have a little baby brother.
Yeah. Don't say that too loud.
You're working weird.
I'm not sure weird's ready for another one just yet.
Well, the baby goes to daycare and picks up all sorts of germs.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's what they do.
Yeah.
And so that's why Weird is sick.
Yep.
And you know, and my good friend Jennifer today, this week, got sick. And she was saying how she feels guilty, you know, calling in sick when she is actually sick. She feels kind of guilty. And I said, you know, I really wish I could get sick more often. Because I think the library has done something to my immune system.
Yeah, it's made it the strongest immune system in the history of the human race.
I hardly ever get a cold, you know, knock on wood. I'm probably going to come down with the flu next week, but now that I've said that. But
Ebola.
I am like a, you know, serious hand washer, and I'm super conscious about not touching my face. It's because I work with the public, specifically. Yeah. Like, yeah. I go to touch my face, and I'm like, oh, nope. Nope.
You don't just work with the public. You work with the public's underbelly.
I am literally terrified of turning one of the keyboards upside down.
Oh, don't ever.
Even want to think about it. Yeah. It just gives me the willies. Yeah. I just can't even.
Don't.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, routinely people just sneeze all over the keyboards and on the, you know, they borrow my pen.
No, no, keep it. Thank you.
Yeah, we have plenty. Go ahead. I'll just, yeah.
Ugh.
So maybe, I don't know. Maybe I will. My immune system is creating some sort of like plasma infusion for the rest of you when you come down with Ebola.
Rita's going to be one of the 1% that live like in this.
Speaking of Ebola,
she's going to be trying to make it to Las Vegas.
I just started watching The Walking Dead tonight.
Ugh, don't. Just no. Stop now. Stop while you've only wasted one episode.
The first episode, granted, was pretty good. I mean, for a zombie thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not into the whole zombie thing.
And the first episode of Lost was good, too. So yeah, trust me.
I know. Okay. Probably I'll watch the second episode. I don't know. But I'm not one of those people who's like really into the whole zombie culture thing. Like, I know that men have this thing where they will, you know, formulate a plan for when the zombies come. Like, a real plan. And, you know, bless their hearts, but I don't believe
it. Yeah, and when they do come, you'll be damn glad that plan got made.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. But, yeah, the first episode was, I mean, it was pretty good and really gory. And I was kind of thrilled the first zombie they killed. And I don't want to give spoilers to anybody who's not seen the show. I'm thinking everyone but me has seen it at this point.
If it's on Netflix and it's not a Netflix original, I think you can talk about it because, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the first episode, you know, the first zombie killed in the first episode was a kid, which, you know, kind of answered that question for me. What do you do with baby zombies?
Kill them.
You shoot them. Yeah. So, I don't know. It was gory and kind of... at this point, I'm kind of thinking, okay, I've met three live characters now. There's, you know, the black guy and his son, and then the sheriff deputy guy. I may just watch because, you know, they're going to die eventually.
You wish they die.
Right?
The problem I had with The Walking Dead is that how do I want to put this? It's like, there's not enough zombies and there's too much, you know, voting people off the island style dialogue.
Oh. Okay. Well, I may watch a few more episodes. We'll see how it goes. I don't know.
I think I made it to three before I quit. But,
okay. You know. Jay, have you watched a show? Or is this another one where I had to force you to watch Firefly.
You'll have to make me watch it. And I'll have to wait 10 years to go out the air. It's part of that whole TV thing. I just don't
do it
on the TV.
I don't even know, is The Walking Dead still a going concern, or do they...
Yes. I just,
it's dead in walking.
Dead in walking. Okay.
It's the walking of Ebola. It's a substitute Ebola. You're good.
Yeah, but it was funny in the first episode because they were, you know, the guy was talking about how, you know, how it gets passed, and he actually brought up the CDC and that sort of thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's like Ebola. Look at that.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, CDC is proving itself to be about as useful as a kickstand on a tank.
Yeah.
You know, which is, you know, it makes the calls about, oh, the Republicans are responsible for Ebola because they cut funding. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. We've sent shitloads of money to the CDC. And what have they come up with?
Yeah, the study on why lesbians are overweight.
Fat. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, yeah, we would have been better off just lighting that money on fire. I mean, really, just bring it out on the fucking mall and light it up, and we would have at least gotten light out of it. We're not even getting light out of the CDC.
A little heat.
Yeah.
We have a caller.
At least roast fellow, you know?
Yep. Gosh, already?
Yeah, it's MDev.
Oh, good.
It's MDev.
It ain't a show if it ain't MDev.
That's right.
Why, hello?
Hi, MDev.
Hello, hello all. It's been far too long.
Do you watch The Walking Dead, MDev?
Nope.
No? Okay.
The Walking Dead is on my list of TV and movies that I am proud to have never seen, much like the movie Titanic.
Okay.
I watch plenty of other, you know, kind of pop culture shows. I mean, I'm religious about watching Orange is the New Black. And, you know, I watched every episode of 24, things like that. But Walking Dead, not my thing. I prefer more comical zombies like Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I love that movie. Shaun of the Dead is good. Yeah.
Even like 28 Days Later was really good. I like that
one. Yeah, exactly. That kind of stuff.
Zombieland.
That's another good one. Double Tap. Always Double Tap.
That's right. Zombieland was good. They're making a sequel.
Well, I only have a quick second, but I do want to chime in on the Saturday morning cartoon.
Awesome.
Our actual topic. Yeah.
Yes.
So, my favorite Saturday morning cartoon is Tom and Jerry. Just purely out of the classic nostalgia, grew up
watching.
Yeah, I know. I'm a terrible person. But my favorite cartoon that I now catch on Saturday mornings, even though it's on cable, was always Rugrats.
Oh, jeez.
So, because that's really what I grew up on. I mean, Tom and Jerry, I saw as a Saturday morning, you know, show, but I knew that it was from my father's generation. But I grew up on Rugrats, and
so did my children.
Sorry, Jay.
Damn kids.
Get off my lawn.
Sorry, yeah. Jay.
So that's
sorry, Alan.
That's our topic tonight, actually. The Ebola thing was just a sidebar, but the
I know. That's why I called it.
Yeah. So what happened was, while I wasn't paying attention, the broadcast network stopped showing cartoons on Saturday morning. And they no longer there are no longer cartoons on Saturday morning on broadcast. Now, you know, you still have the Cartoon Channel and stuff like that, but you know, the NBC, CBS, ABC, no Saturday morning cartoons. So I thought we would talk about our favorite cartoons, and this is not anime. I don't want nobody bring up, you know, this is not anime. This is American Saturday morning cartoons.
My question is, I can't remember the last time that I watched a TV show at the time that it was airing. I mean, I work weird schedules. I don't watch TV at 7 at night. You know what I mean? Or Saturday morning for that reason. It's like, everything's on a DVR. I watch it whenever the frick I want, and that's that. Yep. So, you know, good riddance to broadcast TV anyway.
Yeah.
But I think that this is just, you know, that's the end of it. But I do have to chime in with my favorite trope from Saturday morning, because this one enlightened me.
Okay.
The painting the tunnel on the side of the rock.
Yes.
You know, where you take the tunnel and then you go through it.
Yes.
I was pretty sad when I figured out that wouldn't work.
Or when you draw a door on the wall and then open the door and go through it.
Definitely. Oh yeah. I mean, that would. My gosh, could you imagine? Now here's the scary thought. Think about no knock raids if the cops could just draw a door wherever they wanted. Think about that.
All we really need is a good portal gun.
Yeah, exactly, right? All right, well, I'm at work, so I pretend to do work like things. But I'll let you guys go.
Thanks for calling in, Dev.
And happy birthday to La Weirda.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yep. So that's our topic, Saturday morning cartoons. And actually, we want to know what your favorite Saturday morning American Saturday morning cartoon was. But also, like... MDev said, what's your favorite cartoon trope?
I love them.
Yes. The cartoon tropes. And they're used everywhere. What's your favorite cartoon, Brita?
You said no anime.
I said no anime.
Well,
Saturday morning cartoons. If it was on a broadcast station Saturday morning, it's fair game. But no anime.
Okay, well, all right. My favorite cartoon, I think, has to be Scooby-Doo. And I know, you know, kind of formulaic and silly, but loved it.
You identified Velma, didn't you?
What for you damn kids?
I am being Velma for Halloween this year.
You're being what? A Dom? What?
No, Velma.
Oh,
my God.
I heard what I wanted to hear. Sorry.
Jay. Okay. Yes. I totally just completely threw off my train of thought. I'm sorry. Scooby-Doo. Yeah,
that's right.
Scooby-Doo. Although, I also am a big fan of Tom and Jerry. And... Tom and Jerry had some of the best cartoon tropes. One of my favorite episodes, I think, of Tom and Jerry. Well, I love the little, like, Western mouse that would show up, and he'd play his little banjo or something, and then the string would break, and he'd have to pull out a whisker and fix the... Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's Crambo.
The Crambo guy. Yeah, I love that guy. But I loved the episode of Tom and Jerry where they flooded the whole house and then they turned down the heat and the whole house froze. And it was like everything was frozen and they would skate around on the ice and that was my favorite thing. So, but as far as tropes go, I mean, gosh, there's, you know, so many.
Yes.
You know, you're running off the cliff or, you know, it's I love cartoons. It's kind of sad that they're not on Saturdays anymore. But then you have to think, like, cable channels have entire channels of cartoons.
Yep.
All day long. So, do kids really watch those, you know, those
yes.
channels?
I don't they know. They watch everything.
No, but will kids turn on, like, you know, CBS, NBC?
Oh, no.
On Saturday morning. It's not the same.
We have another caller.
Okay.
This is from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Hello.
Hello, folks.
Dennis. Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
How are you?
Good. How are you? It's good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. It's nice down here. It's starting to get cool.
Uh-huh.
Another couple of weeks of motorcycle weather is all that's left, and then it's time to put it up for the season. But I'm calling in for your favorite cartoon, Saturday morning cartoon topic.
Yes.
And there's actually, it wasn't so much of a favorite cartoon until later on in life. But when I was younger, I remember watching, I think it was Hanna-Barbera or one of those companies sponsored it, something called the Banana Splits.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
There you go. That's the one.
That was truly horrible.
Oh yeah.
That was true. But you know what? I was 8 years old, and it's like, wow, this is really cool. So you know, I mean, for an 8 year old, it's right up, you know, right up your alley. You know, they used to do the whole Wacky Racers cartoons and the Snidely and Muttley and all. You know, I mean, they used to do cartoons within the show. But later on, after growing up a bit and appreciating adult humor, I have to say the favorite cartoon is definitely the Animaniacs.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, there is just so much innuendo, and they got so much past the censors. And the funny thing is, they knew that they were skirting, just really as close to the edge as they can get. And every time one of the characters, I think it was Yakko, every time he knew he did something that the censor or the script said something that the censors were going to go nuts over, he would be good night, nurse, knowing that they might not be back the next week.
Yeah.
If you ever listen to the episodes, he'll say good night, nurse, and that's right after a very adult reference went over everybody's heads. So. Anyway,
I remember watching. We watched Animaniacs in college, and it was like religion. Every day we'd come home, you know, it was like in the afternoon. We'd all watch Animaniacs. You could hear it like all around our dorm because everybody was watching.
Oh, sure.
It was just brilliant.
It was a very, very well done. That and Pinky and the Brain, you know, which is part of the whole Animaniacs thing. But,
I think so, Brain. But where are we going to find a ball pin hammer and a jar of Vaseline at this hour of night?
So anyway, happy birthday to Lawirda, and I'll move on and let someone else call in. Have a good night, folks.
Great. Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
I think Weird should play this episode.
He should.
For Lawirda, like when she's 16.
What about you, Jay? What was your favorite cartoon?
Well, I have to admit, as much as I would love to say, you know, The Simpsons or whatnot, which I understand is not a Saturday morning cartoon.
That's all right.
I am a diehard Looney Tunes man.
Really?
I just, well, first of all, I mean, you know, Yosemite Sam, mustache, you had to do it.
That's true.
But, you know, Bugs Bunny, Gas House Girl. Is Marvin the Martian, just so many awesome characters. Yeah, Duck Season, Rabbit Season. I mean,
Jay, for 1 year for Halloween, you have to grow out your mustache and be Yosemite Sam.
And
you have to get like one of those hats.
I need a hat and dye it red and grab a six shooter.
That would be great.
But no, I think my favorite was Marvin the Martian.
She'll make me very angry.
Ooh, that's
Marvin
a good
Martian
one.
Was also kind of one of those characters that didn't show up a whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Mike Rambo guy on Tom and Jerry's.
Exactly.
It was like he was kind of like the rare appearance.
That
you know.
Earth creature has stolen the Iridium P-32 space modulator.
I love the rooster guy.
Oh. Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes, I love that.
Guy. Oh yeah. Racist.
I say, boy.
Yeah, it was like a highway between Houston and Dallas. No curves. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, and another caller.
Hey.
Maybe. There we go. It's the fabulous Jason Kerr.
No way.
It is.
Speaking of yours, Emmy Sam.
And Rita, I definitely have to agree with you with the Tom and Jerry with the country cousin coming in. I still sing the song he was singing in that cartoon constantly.
The Crambo song?
Yeah. Sing. We're all going to court. He did,
yes,
right.
Yes.
Crambo. Yeah. Both guitar string.
I love guitar. That.
Yeah.
Okay, and now that my singing has broken the internet, I guess I'll list my three.
Rita, just yes. for you. Mm-hmm. Just okay. for you.
Play it.
There, it's in my chat. It's in chat.
In the chat. Oh, Crambo. Okay, I'll play it later.
I love that. I might make that my ringtone.
Oh, Lordy.
We just do it. Crambo.
What was your favorite, Jason?
Okay. Most of mine came from the 80s because during that period of time, it was right after Empire Strikes Back it came out, there was a stretch where there was a where there were Star Wars cartoons on Saturday morning, and I loved droids.
Hmm.
C-3PO, R2-D2, I mean, just, it was really, it was just fun watching them. And it just kind of, and it was definitely good to see them because we weren't going to see any Star Wars films for a very long time after that.
Mm-hmm.
They never made any more.
Yeah,
there were no more.
Yes. Well, I still agree with that, but I am holding out hope for episode 7. But another one that came on about that time, it was only on for one season. It was just very, a weird one. It was called Mighty Orbot. It was about these five androids who could combine into a giant robot, and
the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
No, it's called Mighty Orbots. I'm sticking a link up in chat. But
I've never heard of this.
It wasn't great, but it was just really fun to watch, and the robot they made it could definitely kick Voltron's ass. Without a doubt.
Oh, epic nerd fights of history.
Coming right out. Planets, slop the evil. Shoot, ouch.
The hell is that?
That's what I get for playing something on this.
But I have to say, my favorite one of all was Fat Albert and the Cosby Kid.
Oh, yeah.
And considering that I was a young white country boy in rural Texas and getting into Fat Albert, that made me very strange among my friends, but I didn't care. It was cool.
Did they live in Harlem, Fat Albert?
Yep.
So they
New York City, so. Harlem.
Yeah.
I like the one with the lips.
And I like the one with the hat in his face all the time.
Rudy. Yeah.
The one to talk with his lips in the way all the time.
Yeah, racist.
Hey.
And the brown.
I did not make the cartoon. Bill Cosby made the cartoon.
Can't be racist. Oh, wait, no, because they've turned on Bill Cosby.
That's right. He's Uncle Tom now.
Yeah, but back then, he was still considered pretty edgy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did this. He did Fat Albert at the same time he was making Mother Judd and Speed. So
yeah.
You could go, it could go either way. But but like I said, I just liked it. And in fact, I still watch it today. And when my little girl gets old enough, we're going to be watching it too.
Good. That's funny.
Excellent.
Well, all right.
Thanks for calling, Jason.
Well, y'all have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Jason. Bye.
Another favorite of mine was He-Man and Masters of the Universe.
By the power of Grayskull.
Yeah, I love that show.
Huh.
I know.
You learn something new every day.
I loved He-Man. And I love, who's the woman? She-Ra. Yes.
She-Ra, yes.
It was awesome.
But not Wonder Woman.
Was Wonder Woman ever a cartoon?
No.
Yes, of course.
No.
Yes, Wonder Woman was a cartoon.
Yes, she's on the Jet.
Yes, she was a cartoon. Fine. But
she was.
No. If you want Wonder Woman from the 70s, go and watch the show. Linda Carter. There is no substitute.
Linda Carter, but still.
Sorry.
Yeah, I loved that show. Man, that was a good show.
Uh-huh.
Wait, that was about Wonder Woman?
Yeah, yep. It was. My favorite Saturday morning cartoon was the Star Trek cartoon.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Was that in the late 1800s, or?
Well, no.
What year did that come out?
Oh, it was in the early 70s.
Okay. I don't recall ever seeing that. I've seen YouTube of it.
73 to 75.
Oh, that's
fine. Okay. And,
Rita wasn't even born yet.
I was so.
That was a great cartoon. And I think my favorite cartoon trope
mm-hmm.
is the one where they run along and then they like run off the side of a building or run off a cliff or run off of whatever and don't realize they're in the air until they look down and then they start to fall.
Or someone tells them they have to look down.
Yeah. Yes. And believe that made it into many, many a dream of mine. That whole, you know, oh shit. Ah,
there is an actual Wikipedia entry called cartoon physics.
Ah, well, there you go.
And it's a system of laws of physics that supersedes the normal laws.
Yes.
Used in animation for humorous effect. So, yeah, that's like you're running off the cliff and you keep running and running and running. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, there was a great, and I don't think it got good reviews, but I loved it. The movie Cool World.
Oh,
was that Hollywood? Was that the
yes,
one?
Yes.
Brad
yes.
Pitt was in that, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, I think he was. And where the cartoon came into the real world.
Yes.
And brought their cartoon physics with them.
Oh, you mean Who Framed Roger Rabbit or Last Action Hero?
No, that was well. Yeah.
Oh. In Who Framed Roger Rabbit, for example, Roger is unable to escape handcuffs for most of a sequence, doing only so at the last moment. When Eddie Valiant asks, exasperated, "Do you mean to tell me you could have taken your hand out of that cuff at any time?" Roger responds, "Not at any time, only when it was funny." Yeah. Perfect yep. example, yeah.
Yep. It is.
You know, I would like to go back and see that movie again. Because
Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, it came out, I don't know, 90s, 80s?
Late 80s.
Yeah.
Late 80s, yeah. And I think, I don't know, I don't think it'll translate well.
I'll bet it's racist.
I remember it was like the big,
racist.
You know, going to the movie theater. Yeah, it was like the big deal. You know, 1988. Ooh, cartoon. I
graduated high school.
Aw.
Brita was still in nursery school.
Damn, I was in eighth grade.
What did they, what, who was it, which iconic movie was it that just had their like 30th anniversary or something like that?
All of them.
Pulp Fiction just hit 20 years.
Ah,
no, I was
really?
Thinking it was like Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters was yeah. their, yeah.
Yeah, released 1984, Ghostbusters.
Yeah. You couldn't do, well, they're doing Ghostbusters, but with all women because.
Ah, that's stupid.
You know,
I
let's be edgy.
Yeah.
And two of them will be lesbians. Of because course. They have to have lesbians now in every show I've noticed.
And the other and the third one will be bi-curious or something. You know?
Yeah, bi-curious. No, one of them will be a minority group, and another one will be a different minority group.
Right.
All of the humor will be aimed squarely at white European males who will be portrayed as either evil or stupid.
And
their outfits will all have cleavage.
Of course. Mm-hmm. We have another caller.
I have another caller. Yep. Sweet.
This is area code 610. I think it's Pennsylvania. Hello.
Pennsylvania.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. We can.
Hey, guys. This is Andrew from the chat.
Hey, hi, Andrew.
Hey, I know that guy.
Have you met Andrew?
So, no, not really.
No, but I know him from chat.
Unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Know him well from chat.
Okay.
We know each other from the web and Facebook, I think. But,
okay.
He's famous on the internet.
Yeah. Oh, I wish.
No, you don't.
No, I do. But
okay.
Anyway, favorite Saturday morning cartoon? Strictly going by Saturday mornings, there was an entire block of cartoons that used to come on the WB.
Mm-hmm.
It was that whole thing. The Batman cartoons, the Superman cartoons, Animaniacs, Pinky and the Brain, and they did a composite show. It was like the Cat and Birdie, Warner something or other, Pinky Brainy, just like an hour-long mashup of just various cartoon episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved them just because it was always between my brother and I a little bit to see how many could we get through before mom and dad realized we were watching cartoons and to the wholesome entertainment and made us turn them off. Usually we could get through, depending on what time we got up, like an hour or two. If I had to pick, I'd definitely the old Looney Tunes episodes. Particularly, this isn't Looney Tunes, but still counts. Tom and Jerry and Roadrunner.
Yep.
And I'm guessing you're seeing a theme there.
The classics.
Mm-hmm.
And
my favorite trope has to be the accordion man. When the coyote falls off a cliff and he swooshes and he's flattened and he bounces up and he's bouncing up and down. Like he's all full, like.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
And with the harmonica sound,
and you can add all the corollaries of those where they get flattened and then they just kind of bounce back up and reinflate.
That's a good one.
It actually reminded me. This is sort of kind of unrelated, but there's a video somewhere of a very early Jim Carrey stand-up. Where he does his Wile E. Coyote impression. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, here we go. Let me see. Hang on. Is this it?
I forgot about the accordion thing. That's funny.
I'm going to post it in the chat if I can find it. I think this is it. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Hang on. This is like... Maybe I'm crazy, but I think this is wet your pants funny. This is the only Jim Carrey shtick I like. Yeah, just went up in chat. It's
we'll
at the very end.
We'll
you got to click to like.
We'll have to post it in the after blog post so people can find it.
Yes, we will.
Oops.
Yeah, it's at the 23-second mark. So hang on, let me post a new
Carson.
One.
Johnny Carson.
Yep.
Yeah, this
From
is this
1991.
Is
that is old.
If you don't want to see the what did I do? I did something wrong.
We'll find it. Go ahead.
It will get it. Don't worry.
Yeah, here it comes. That's just the new one. It starts right when he starts the impression.
I think his career pretty much peaked with Fire Marshal Bill, but that's just.
I'm watching it without sound.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, we'll put the link in the post. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for calling.
Andrew's laughing. You're welcome, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you, Andrew.
We've lost Andrew. He's laughing too hard.
Yeah.
That's it.
Carson's been dead for 22 years?
Not 9 years. I think he's been off air for 22 years.
Yeah. What? You know, there's a trope I love also from cartoons is the exploding trope. Where something will explode in someone's face, like the little cannon thing or, you know, a stick of dynamite or whatever. And then it's usually Wile E. Coyote. This happens to him a lot where he gets exploded a lot. Elmer Fudd, too. Yeah, he does.
Finger
he does
in the
too.
Barrel.
Yeah.
Makes the gun explode backwards.
And he turns all kind of black and smoky. And,
yes.
You know, all you can see is the eyes blink, blink, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a good trope, too.
Good times.
Good times.
Popeye was good at tropes.
Oh,
yeah.
I watched a lot of Popeye. I loved Popeye. But really good with, like, the weird kind of, you know, physics-defying cartoon stuff. Like, where the arms would go all noodly. Especially olive oil. I mean, come on. You know.
You identify with olive oil, Rita.
No.
Being so skinny.
No, I'm not that skinny. Jeez, no.
What was funny is
olive oil and I both have dark hair, and that's about it.
Well, but what was funny was olive oil and was a very unlikely
love interest.
Yeah, I mean for Bluto and Popeye.
I really just explained that olive oil was the only woman in the universe.
That's right. And they were sailors. And
yeah, she was it, man.
She was the only female in port.
I think so. Because I don't know what happened there.
Yeah. It may be.
Yeah. You never saw, I don't recall another woman in that cartoon.
Yeah, maybe there wasn't.
But, you know, Bluto. Yeah. And where was Sweet Pea? Who was Sweet Pea? Like, was that Olive Oil's baby, or? I never understood that.
It just showed up one day.
The stork.
Yeah.
Like, Lily's story.
Holy shit.
Under the cabbage leaf. What?
We have another caller.
Popeye started in 1929.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's old.
Really old.
What was it like, Alan?
I don't know. This is area code 513. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, squirrels.
Hi.
Hey, hey.
Let me guess
that's
who it is.
Eight, isn't it?
I'm sorry. Say again, please. Say again.
Oh, we were just saying it's Hayden.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. So I was listening to enjoying your show and the Roger Rabbit reference. So when that movie came out, I was walking through the West End of London, which is had a lot of theatres, and I was walking past a cinema, a movie theatre, and a gust of wind had knocked off one of the letters that had been placed, and the movie that was now showing was Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh! That's a whole different movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I would have been confused. Wow.
Yes.
Did you have cartoons growing up?
I'm sorry, Brita.
Hayden, did you have cartoons growing up?
Like, yes, I did, but I think I'm at a disadvantage because I don't know if you'll get any points of reference. There was a cartoon that I really used to like called Ivor the Engine, I-V-O-R, and I'm not in chat this evening, so maybe someone can Google it and put a reference.
I see it, yep.
And another one that was really good was Noggin the Nog.
Noggin the Nog. Oh, boy. That's charming.
Noggin the Nog. Yeah.
Not Wallace and Gromit?
Well, yes, Wallace and Gromit, absolutely, but I was out of my childhood at that point. But Wallace and Gromit is the same as the Animaniacs, and it has a lot of very adult references.
Yes.
That, you know, the adults get to the children, don't. People that made Wallace and Gromit recently made a movie called The Box Trolls, which is coming out.
Yes, I want to see that. Yes.
Yes. So, yes, that's all that sort of, you know, stop motion claymation, you know, the same thing that, you know, the original, you know, Saturday morning matinee scenes were made up, you know, Jason and the Argonaut, things like that.
Have you seen Mary and Max?
No, I haven't.
It's the same sort of thing as Wallace and Gromit with the claymation and everything, right. Mary and Max, but it's like an adult movie. It's brilliant.
Oh, okay.
You should try to find that.
Mary and Max is very good.
It's very good. It's depressing, but it's good.
Yes. It does not end well.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't start well, and in the middle is not so good either. But...
Well, I'm not sure what the ending of Roger Rabbit would have been like. But...
Yeah, I don't want
to
know.
I kind of want to see that movie now.
Roger Rabbit. And when were your cartoons normally shown in Britain? Were they like a Saturday morning thing or a Sunday or?
Yes, Saturday morning before your parents came down. Yes, my sister and I would, you know, creep downstairs as quiet as possible. You know, obviously you have to be aware that in England there's only 5 television channels.
Right.
So
yes.
So it's not like, you know, you had you know, a huge choice. The BBC had a few, ITV, the independent television channel, had the other channel. But of course, I had adverts, and you know, my sister wanted to watch the adverts.
No, thank you. Yeah, I don't watch advertising either. Well, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking my call.
All right.
Absolute pleasure.
Have a good evening.
You too.
See you in 2 weeks, Hayden.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I cannot wait.
For what?
For Jay to meet Hayden. It's fun.
So excited.
Yeah, because I've talked to Hayden like for years through the, you know, podcasts. And,
it's going to be one of those things. He's going to be like, God, he's an idiot. But anyway.
Oh, no.
No.
It's just how he's had these, yeah.
You know, he mentioned they only had 5 TV stations. That kind of reminded me when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah. Yeah,
you had to get up 4, 5, 7.
Well, we had ABC, CBS, NBC, and then we had the local UHF station.
Yeah, we had 2.
And then there was like a PBS station.
Yeah.
And then there was like this like religious station where they should play.
In Goliath.
Like, yeah, and Gumby and Pokey.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I think we had 6 channels.
Yeah.
3, 5, 8, and then like a PBS, and then.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the UHF channel that showed all the reruns.
Yeah.
That's where I watched, you know, the Little Rascals and I Dream of Jeannie and Gilligan's Island and Father Knows Best and Leave It to Beaver and all that.
You know, it's nice to hear that kind of Saturday morning is kind of maybe a universal thing. Like kids get up on Saturday morning and
not
they watch
anymore.
Your shows. Well, not anymore. I know.
Not
at least not here.
Ebola.
Well, you know, it's, you know, on the one hand, it's, you can lament the passing of the common cultural reference, but on the other hand, most of that was just complete dreck anyway.
Oh,
you know, yeah.
And racist.
Yeah, it was. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, think of the just absolute crap we watched on TV back in the 70s and 80s and, like, didn't know any better. I don't know. I don't know what was wrong. You know,
it was the only thing on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. And look at what those, they, you know, it's like, it seems bizarre that we actually sat around and watched that crap, because I would not watch it today.
I watched the Smurfs.
I mean, I'm talking stuff like The Love Boat and Fantasy Island and, you know, crap like that. It was just, and I look back and I was going, God, why did we watch junk like that?
That was the only thing.
The Donnie and Marie variety show?
Brady Bunch.
You watch
that and it's just horrible.
Yes.
You know, yes. You're sitting there looking at this going, this guy's a fucking architect and he has a 3-bedroom house for 6 kids. What a fucking
Yeah, can you do an addition?
In this gigantic open foyer area, right, with waste, you know, thousands of square feet wasted.
And his kids are 3 to a room. Yeah. Yeah, and who knows where Alice is staying.
In the basement.
In the basement next to the bodies.
Oh, yeah, Sonny and Cher. That was another one. Now, Dukes of Hazzard was pretty good for a while.
Yeah, that's just Catherine Bach talking.
Yeah, maybe.
Dukes of Hazzard for me. Well, it was Dukes of Hazzard and Chips.
Chips. Yeah, Chips.
Dukes of Hazzard had the blonde guy.
Yeah.
What's and then name? Chips had Eric Estrada.
Yep.
That's right.
In the tight pants with the big teeth.
In the teeth that never got bugs in them.
The teeth, man. I don't know. I think I was like 5 or something, but boy, oh boy, I had a crush really early on Eric Estrada.
All right, then.
Now you know.
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, but, you know, there was that, you know, I remember going to school and, you know, and this was, I'm sure, you know, it was, you know, people go to work and they talk about, you know, because, you know, it's like everybody watched Saturday Night Live and everybody watched the Carson Show. And, you know, there were certain, you know, if you were going to watch something on TV, everybody watched it.
Yes.
Because there really wasn't any other choice. And so, and now we don't have that common, you know, pop culture thing. But on the other hand, what we have now is so much better.
Well, is it and it isn't.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's crap still, but we do have a lot of really good shows.
Oh, we're getting strangled by political correctness, though.
Yeah. I actually stopped watching one of my very favorite shows. This past episode, I decided I am no longer going to watch Bones. And it's a shame because I have watched every single episode. And I love that show. But this past episode, it was the episode where they decided to pull out every single stereotype about conservatives. Because the dead victim was supposed to be like the Rush Limbaugh, you know?
Yeah, there's a little projection there too, huh?
Yeah. little wishful thinking there. And they pulled out every single stereotype about conservatives. And I decided, we didn't even finish the episode, because they got to a point where they said something about some guy, you know, connected to the Rush Limbaugh type victim. Some guy had been arrested for hunting deer without a license while drunk.
Right.
And I looked at Mike and I said, when does that ever happen? Really. First of all, to hunt deer, you have to get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. You're not drunk.
You're still drunk from the night before.
Whatever. But I just, at that point, I was like, I'm done. I can't watch this anymore. And I shut it off. And I said to myself, I'm done with that show. And it really, with network television, it has become that way. You're right, Jay. It's like very politically correct. Not only that, but it's slanted. I don't know.
That's why we stick to Game of Thrones.
I like Game of Thrones.
Well, but that's the whole point. Is the nice thing about the variety we have now is that yes, 90% of it's crap. But we have so much to look at now that there's actually enough good stuff.
The 10% has gotten larger.
Right. Now, I mean,
That's a good point.
You still have, you know, completely idiotic shows like this new one that just came out. What is it? The one where they couldn't land the plane, but they could damn sure fly it, you know, 50 feet above a runway. Scorpion.
Okay.
You've lost everybody else in the room,
yeah.
Alan.
Well, okay.
Just
so,
you, Alan.
Yeah, but it was just, I mean, it's idiotic. I mean, it's so stupid. It's insulting to watch that it's like, you know, how stupid do you think I am? And
you feel dumber for even knowing it exists.
Yeah. And, but for every show like that, there's something that's actually good. So, you know, it's. Like The Blacklist, which I enjoy.
Oh, boy. That's good.
I rely on Breida to tell me what's good.
And, oh, boy, Blacklist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's his name?
James Spader,
yeah. Loved him in The Secretary.
He was like the bad guy and was Pretty in Pink.
Yes, he's like the bad guy in everything. He's great.
He was also in White Palace.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah,
He was in Sex, Lies, and Videotape as kind of the weird guy.
Yes.
Spader.
He was in one of my favorite movies of all time, The Secretary. Wasn't he in that one?
Secretary, yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah. But yeah, Spader for me is Pretty in Pink for sure.
Oh yeah, you can tell we're just killing time now.
It's 9:57. Thank Jay God. Doesn't watch TV, and we're talking about TV.
I know. That's weird.
Sorry. Can't help very much. I tell you, you want to talk about like 80s TV shows?
Oh,
there
God.
We go.
I don't even remember those.
All over that. I'll talk your ear off about the Smurfs.
Did you watch the Smurfs?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so
I had a little sister.
Oh, yeah.
Naturally, it was on. And Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah.
Nickelodeon was just getting its start. You can't do that on television.
Yeah, that was good.
Ah, man. That's where Alanis Morissette got her start.
Since we're at the... Yeah, that was a Canadian show, though.
Was it?
Yes, it was. It was.
Not going to disagree because I honestly don't know enough.
Yep. But I want to do a little shout out for the best Saturday morning cartoon. And I'm totally drawing a blank. Oh, Schoolhouse Rock. Schoolhouse Rock.
We're an info
junction. What's your function?
Yep.
I'm just a bill.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's where I learned the
Canadian television program. Good call, Breida.
They used to all say A.
1979. Wow.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that.
That's old.
There's a
wow. Just wow.
Oh, look, it's time. We're done.
Oh, look,
hey, I thought this was a fun show.
It was a fun show.
We need a break sometimes from the Ebola and death and horror of
crap.
The real world.
Yep.
Cartoons. That's good.
Yep. Oh yeah, we could do a whole nother show on
adult cartoons like Archer,
right?
And what's that other one that I Venture Brothers?
Oh yeah, I can't watch that one.
Never
for some
seen
reason.
It.
I just can't get into it.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I started watching it online, and I just I must be missing something.
What?
What?
Venture Brothers.
I can't. Oh, I've tried. I've tried over and over and over to get into the Venture Brothers, and I just I can't do it.
It's in the same vein, and you're both going to hate me, but Doctor Who. I've tried so hard to like Doctor Who.
Jay.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I watched it in the 80s.
No, see, that's the problem. No,
I watched it recently. My daughter is a Whovian.
Ugh.
She loves Doctor Who. She binge watches Doctor Who.
Well, there you go.
And I watched it with her. I mean, you know, like, hello, it, you know, science fiction. I'm all over science fiction here, folks. But I can't. I just can't get into it. I don't know.
You wound me.
Oh yeah, my favorite. My favorite cartoon. I want to say almost of all time is actually an anime.
You said no anime.
I know. I said, but we're
Pokemon.
We're past that. No, no, it's not. Actually, it's Cowboy Bebop. Huge Cowboy Bebop fan.
Well, I got to tell you, if we're talking anime now, my absolute favorite cartoon when I was a kid was G-Force.
G-Force.
G-Force. They were dressed up like birds.
Yeah, I remember.
And they had the plane. Loved that show. And I wanted to be the pink girl, you know, the girl with the pink.
The pink bird girl.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Of course. That was a great show.
The I remember one of the first anime I ever saw. And I guess this counts as anime. Was Speed Racer.
Speed Racer, yeah, definitely. Yep. What was the one with Johnny Quest?
Oh yeah, Johnny Quest.
With the that was totally racist. He had his little Haji. Indian friend Haji.
Haji.
Race Banyan.
Yeah.
Dr. Quest.
Yep.
Nobody questioned about their gay relationship.
They were trendsetters, you know? Yep,
that's right.
Never came up. Race
Oh, God. Okay.
Yep.
Are we done?
We're done.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night, Internet.
Yep. Good night.
Good show.
Thanks, y'all, for listening, and have a good weekend.
Yep.
Bye.
Good night.